Or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
We have faith in you, I know that you're down.
Hi, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for having us here. We are here live and in full effect, ready to go in. I don't sound like Michael. No, I don't sound like Michael. I'm Chris Shaw, sitting in for the one and only Michael. Michael is out again. At, you know, just keep him in your hearts and in your minds. But, you know, without any further ado, we're going to go and do what we do and do it well. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are the bridge between the gaps for the blind community and the sighted community. You can always reach out to us here at WOKB at 407-894-1680. Again, that number is 407-894-1680. All right, so right next door to me, long distantly away on both our my co-hosts tonight, is the one and only, the fabulous, the young lady herself that put all this together and make it happen, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, Lynn Golder.
Wow. Thank you for that introduction, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're the hardest working woman I know in radio.
Are we working or working hard? I don't know. Well, thank you for that introduction. And now it's my turn to introduce the young lady that's not right next door to me, not even in the same state. She's all the way in Nashville, Tennessee, and our good friend, Kelly James.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to you.
How you holding up over there, Kelly?
Doing great.
Now, I know you got hit heavy over there because of that the way the wind shifted with all the snow, right?
Oh, yeah. We had snow for about 4 days straight. Snow and ice and sleet and rain.
Now, let me ask this. Is this your first time experiencing snow?
No, I grew up north in New York State.
She's that's a New right. England
that's
girl.
Right. That's right. That's right. Wait till you get my age. You'll understand.
It's really funny. It's funny and fun, right, Chris, to have Kelly on the air tonight.
I know, right?
It's like the old days.
This is amazing. This time she can't call in for the trivia because we know, I always say, if anybody know these trivias, it's Kelly.
That's right. Right. Kelly, when was the last time you were on the air with Blind and Beyond? Do you remember? You're the fact checker. You must know. You're the fact checker.
Like in the studio as a co-host?
Yeah.
I believe it was October of 2019.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds like a long time ago, but it was before the pandemic. So, yep.
Yeah, well, it was over a year ago.
Wow.
So,
man, that's really something.
Life before the pandemic.
Yeah.
You get a chance hug people, high five people, bump shoulders with people. Now you just.
Chris, do you have any shout outs tonight?
Most definitely. Condolences going out first and foremost. My uncle just lost his mother this weekend. So Shelly Woods up in the Chicago area. She leaves behind two of her own children and a host of grandchildren, nieces and nephews. So, you know,
condolences to your family. Anybody else?
And definitely got to give a shout out to my beautiful, beloved wife and kids. And definitely to everyone, every listening ear. Thank you.
All righty. And I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Michael, who's really far away in the other room. if he's listening and checking up on us. Love you, Michael. And don't worry, the show will be just fine.
We got you,
Kelly
covered.
And Chris.
We got you covered, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah. How about you, Kelly?
I have a shout out to my boyfriend's siblings, Reed Hoffman, Kim Hoffman, and Connie Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening from various states. And Rory is not here. He has a gig tonight. So
yeah, we're disappointed, but we understand.
Yep.
Hell, man.
Yeah, you would. Have you ever heard his music, Chris? You
should, no.
How would he find out, Kelly? Would he go to the Facebook? Or
he could go to YouTube and type in his name, Rory Hoffman, and a bunch of stuff will come up.
Okay,
he's
I'm going to have to check
talented.
It out. The one and only Dr.
He's
Rory
really
Hopkins.
Talented, Chris. So he plays the accordion, the banjo, the guitar. What else? Is that
it? Oh, gosh. So many more. Clarinet, saxophone, flute. Sitar, kanun.
What was that last one? What was the last one? Kanun. What is that?
Kanun. It's he plays a bunch of different foreign instruments as well. Mm-hmm. There's actually a YouTube video that's audio described by Joel Snyder, him doing the 12 Days of Christmas with every day being a different instrument, a foreign instrument.
So he's a one-man band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out, Chris.
I'm going to have to check it out. Good. Listen,
so
let me ask this.
Yes.
I just recently, I was leaving the radio station on my way home, and I got pulled over. And, I got pulled over, and it was nothing big to me at all. I didn't think I broke any laws. You know the law that I broke and why he pulled me over? Because I didn't stop behind the white line.
You know what? I've heard of that. I think I might even have had that trouble once. I'm trying to remember. But,
are you talking about like you were kind of in a crosswalk?
But the reason I pulled out was because there's this tree that blocks the stop sign, so you can't see nothing. So kind of pulled over, and then when I explained it to him, he said, "Okay, well, just for future reference, just make sure you stop behind the white line." And I said,
"At the intersection at the stoplight."
But I was at a stop sign.
Right.
Yeah, in a four-way stop.
Right.
But I should have known something was up because he kept flicking his lights, telling me to go when he had the right of way at the first stop sign. So I flicked my lights back at him, telling him, "No, you go." Then he flicked back at me, telling me to go, and I flicked mine back, said, "No, you go." So then another Chris, car just said, "Hey, I'm a go."
Chris, my heart dropped when you said you got pulled over. I didn't want to hear that. You know me.
Oh,
I always worry about him driving home at night from the studio.
I know. My wife said the same thing, and I'm like, that's the last thing that be on my mind. I don't know why. That's just the last thing that be on my mind. Because when they come up to me, I got a Kool-Aid smile. "Hey, how you doing, partner?" And I try
to
make
it. That's ridiculous, though. I mean, did they give you a ticket?
No, he just gave me a warning and said, "Hey, just for future reference, just stop behind the white line." And I said, well, because he pulled me literally I was maybe 5 yards away from my house.
Wow.
Oh, brother. Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that was the law. I know so many people that do, that stop in the crosswalk.
Right. So here's my note to everybody that's listening and everyone that's in the cars driving. Make sure you stop behind that big, white, thick line. Don't go over it. Just stop behind it so they don't have an excuse or a reason to pull you over.
That's a good tip.
And it keeps us pedestrians safe.
Most definitely.
That's true. We have a lot of sighted listeners who are driving around as they're listening to WOKB and WFTL and et cetera. So anyway,
ride a bike, I used to get hit by cars all the time. Riding a
you
bicycle.
You did what?
Riding a bicycle, and I would ride on the sidewalk. I would get hit by cars all the time. I can probably count on four sets of hand how many times I had to get a new bike because
oh my goodness.
A car hit me.
Jeez.
Well, when we come back after the break that Chris will take us to in about a minute, we'll be talking to our first guest caller, Adam Spencer from Able Docs, and he will be calling in from Ontario, Canada. And if you have any questions, please call Adam. Chris, what's the number?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Right. So if you're frustrated with accessibility, documents that are not accessible, please call in and talk to Adam. You can vent to Adam. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear from you.
So don't go anywhere. Yes? Don't touch that dial. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show will be right back with you, and with you for all the listening ears.
All righty.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit. AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Ah!
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show right here on 1680. The phone number to dial is 407-894-1680. Again, that number is 407-894-1680. And Lynn, I guess it's your turn, and I'm turning the ball over to your court. Lynn?
Okay. Well, it looks like our guest calling in from Ontario is running a little late. So, Kelly, if it's okay with you, we'll talk to you, and we'll do your trivia. But one of the reasons that I mentioned in the announcements about the show tonight was that, in context, a lot of people are afraid to make a change in their life, and there's so many employment opportunities out there that we presented, but people are afraid to move, and you know, just afraid to take the big step. And I thought, maybe you would like to inspire people and tell people how did you do it? I mean, it's not easy, you know, just to pick up and go to another state, another city, and start all over. And
yeah, it's not easy. Growing up, I moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of, you know, I was kind of used to it. And as I got older, it seemed like I moved every other year, but yeah, it opens up another world of opportunities, especially if agencies like Division of Blind Services do pay for relocation, as long as you have a job in that area. And
Kelly, I'm going to interrupt for a second. For those people who don't know, tell people, you know, how we know you and where you've been living since I've known you since 2012, and you know, what you were doing, and now, you know, where you went and what you're doing. So
I've been a vocational rehab counselor for the state of Florida. I was with them for 10 years, and now I'm with the state of Tennessee. But I was in Orlando for 10 years, and I met my boyfriend Rory through a Zoom singles chat back in May, and we just hit it off, and I was looking for a change with my job and just, you know, in the same field. And because it was a little easier for me because I had a place to live, I had a plan. It's always good to have a plan and not just up and move and not know where you're going. I had visited him where he lives and you know, knew that I could live in this environment, but I would not recommend going somewhere sight unseen. I have known people that have done that, and they might end up in a bad situation if they don't do their research and know what the neighborhood is like, or even what the apartment or house is like, if it's livable or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really something that the person should do, whether you're moving for employment or for somebody, family member's job. For me, I didn't just move here for Rory. That was the main reason why, but I also applied for jobs here because, you know, before I came, you know, and I had told him that I needed to get a job here before I moved here. I couldn't be without a job.
Right. You're very level-headed. Kelly, do you mind if we continue this conversation? Our guest just joined us from Ontario, and we have a lot to ask you after that, okay? And then we'll do your trivia. Hello, Adam. Are you there?
I am. Hi there. So sorry. My alarm didn't seem to notify me.
Uh-oh. We were just wondering, Kelly, and meet Kelly Jane. She's our guest co-host tonight.
Hi, Kelly. Nice
Hello.
To meet you.
And Chris Shaw, as you know, he's in the studio in Orlando.
Yeah.
For everybody, just so you know, this is Adam Spencer, who's the owner of Able Docs in Ontario. Kelly and I were curious, are you in the same time zone as we are, Eastern?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm in Central.
Oh, Nashville is Central?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, welcome back, Adam. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
Better late than never, I guess.
That's okay. We're flexible here.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Over the years, we've learned to just kind of go with the flow. Right, Chris?
Most definitely.
All righty. So Adam, tell everybody what makes AbleDocs different from some of the other companies out there that say that they make, you know, documents and the websites accessible. Tell us.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that we don't take a single approach to document accessibility. The way that documents are created is very different if you're coming from a Word document versus a bank statement versus a highly designed file coming out of InDesign. There are different approaches in order to be strategically sustainable with how documents are made accessible. So we have 20 products and services to deal with different document types, because the organizations that are producing them need to put this into their business strategy as well. So it's not just a matter of throwing unlimited budget at making things accessible. At the end of the day, businesses are making decisions and governments are making decisions around how we ensure those documents accessible. And what AbleDocs has really created as its mission is that sustainability around document accessibility. Everything we do is fully compliant with the international standards that are following that. But from a usability perspective, we want to make sure that content is able to be understood, navigated, interacted with, even manipulated from a viewing standpoint for users with low vision. How do we make that content come alive in a way that a user is going to understand time and time again?
Can you give an example of, say, somebody receives a PDF file and what would happen?
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to open and not tell you blank. That's going to be the first thing. The biggest difference with everything that we're doing is the consistency between files. So it's going to identify the title of the file.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be able to provide that leading straight into the content. You're going to know that the first thing on the page is truly the first thing on the page. The heading structure is going to be consistent from one document to the next or one version to the next. And that all of those standardized keyboard commands with a screen reader are going to be available to you. So if there's a function that's available, it will be read consistently every time. And a big part of that comes down to our testing strategy. Every document is tested both programmatically and manually to ensure that readability is there. And then even if a user had a challenge accessing some of that content, it could be a system setup problem, or perhaps the file was loaded into a viewer that wasn't an accessible viewer. The browsers are notorious. I'm sure many of the listeners have dealt with that, where files are loaded into the browser, which completely eliminates all of the accessibility. So we just want to make sure that content is consistently available. The alt text description, so any of the descriptions of imagery, are concise, they're consistent. There's an expectation of what is being passed on is going to truly be representative of what's contained within imagery. So, and then getting into interactive elements, whether it's a form or whether it's link objects, you're going to have that consistent experience with all of that content.
Tell us about, you also work with scanning websites to determine if their documents are compliant, correct?
That's
true. That they've met the requirements?
That's correct.
How does that work?
So we have a product called AD Scan, which can crawl any site, whether it's public or behind a firewall or login. And we can hunt out every single file, test it against the standard for PDF accessibility, which really allows an organization to start planning how they're going to tackle their document accessibility. Because our experience is that most people panic. It's, wait, we have to do this accessibility thing now? Where do we start? We've got thousands upon thousands, if not more, web pages plus content. Where do we start? And if you've got that knowledge, if you know where the files are, if you understand the analytics of the content, starting with your highest priority files really gives you that first step forward. Mm-hmm. So 80scan works at a kind of a global level for a site in determining all of the documents and their level of accessibility. And then you move down to one of our other products, Access PDF, to test and start remediating the individual file level. So we kind of start funneling down from the biggest pile to the individual document to start making that content accessible one document at a time, because mm-hmm. there's also going to be process change. And a lot of people, I think, forget that from a business perspective, accessibility is a big process change. It's not just making content accessible for the users who need it. It's going to change the way an organization creates and distributes content. Now, knowing that they need to make that accessible, they've got to understand how that content's being created, how that content is being distributed, and how that content is going to be consumed. And those three pieces really have to work in harmony in order to make it, in order for the whole life cycle of documents to be accessible.
Kelly, do you have any questions for Adam, being that you're in the work field and you are using documents all the time, I'm sure?
I do. So I and a lot of my clients had difficulty with accessing medical documents, whether it be usually an eye report or their medical records, and then even government or state documents are not always accessible. So are your services for agencies or businesses, or are they for individuals?
So typically, most of our clients are agencies, governments, and organizations. That being said, we always want to make sure that individuals have that access to the content that they need. So we'll often work with individuals and help them, kind of arm them with the tools that they need in order to talk to the people that are providing that content. I mean, I've even called organizations on individuals' behalf saying, look, this may be the first time you're hearing this, but your document's inaccessible. And very often the response is, huh? What does that mean? And I think, you know, those of us either living with disabilities or working within the field of accessibility, we live in a bubble. You know, we understand accessibility, but there's a big wide world out there who doesn't. And we're still working through the education side. You know, I've been in this space a long time, and I thought everyone would know this by now. And the reality is, they don't. So when you talk about those different levels of either state or local or even still federal agencies posting inaccessible content, Fortune 500 companies, you know, big insurance companies or banks, still not figuring it all out. It's a big problem. It's a hard problem to solve. And so many organizations are trying their best, but they often get really bad advice, to be quite honest. They look for the easy button. You know, how quickly can we make this new challenge go away?
Or financially, fiscally, can we do it? You know, if it's not in the budget, you know.
Well, and what I will say to that is the sad reality is that so many organizations of all sizes seem to be prepared to wait until they get sued, which is so sad because all of their content could be accessible for a fraction of what they are being found liable for.
That's a good mm-hmm. point.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you know,
Pennywise pound foolish, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. And you know, last year there was the raft of suits following municipalities in Florida, and each one of them just settled one after the next. And mm-hmm. you know, here's $25,000. Do you know how many documents you can make accessible
yeah.
for $25,000? Well, and it's so, and I think part of the, sorry, Kelly, I'll just quickly finish this. It's so easy to find money out of the legal side of things, but impossible to be proactive about making content accessible. And it's so backwards. It's really a shame.
What were you going to say, Kelly?
Well, the other sad thing is that just the ignorance about blind people that when myself or a client of mine is needing to get a medical report or needing something read to them, or something that comes to mind is the passport application is not accessible. And, you know, a lot of people just think, oh, well, can you have somebody read it to you? But not everybody has that. Not everybody has someone to just, you know, do, you know, process their documents for them.
And you want to be independent. You don't want to have to ask somebody all the time.
Right.
Well, not
and
to
you
mention
also
the privacy
want
of it.
Right, you the privacy not, right, also,
privacy,
right.
Yeah, you might not want somebody to
your
read
bank
your
statement. What about your bank statements?
Yep. Or like 1099s. Like I have, today I just, my boyfriend, he's self-employed, so he has to do his own, submit his own tax. He gets a bunch of like, there was like 10 documents that I had to just take pictures of that a lot of them were handwritten and, you know, he submitted them to the person that's going to be doing his taxes, but if he had to do them on his own, there would be no way for him to access them because the way 1099s are written, there's a bunch of boxes and half of it's handwritten and it's on a, you know, carbon copy piece of paper. And so it wouldn't even be accessible with a document scanner or OCR device.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, I always go back to, and a little tongue in cheek on the medical side, you know, a person's rash is that person's rash. They don't need to share that with anyone else.
That's
and all it takes is a little bit of planning. And whether it's financial, health-related, I think the other piece is the ignorance of the sighted world is so evident. We'll just have someone else read it to you.
Right. Well,
why? Does someone read all of your things? No, but it's this ignorant positioning that's the only way to solve this, which isn't true. I mean, to me, it's the same thing as always making sure that there's Braille on the bathroom doors, you know, the restroom doors.
Right.
And then sighted people think we're good now. We've made sure that people who are blind can find a bathroom.
Good point. Well, Adam, would you like to give out the website so people can contact you if they're interested? We're going to go to break shortly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So it's abledocs.com, ABLEDOCS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can always email us. If you're ever having a document accessibility challenge, email us at contact@abledocs.com, contact@abledocs.com.
And they can also go to our website, to our sponsor page, and you're right there, and they can click on the button that says abledocs.com. Well, thank you, Adam. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Stay warm up there in Ontario.
We sure will. Thanks,
thanks
so
for
much.
Joining us again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Chris, we're going to go to break.
Yes, ma'am. We're getting ready to take that break. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Yeah. You stay connected. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative, wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The number to dial, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia.
Okay.
Did I do that right?
This is Kelly's song, right, Kelly?
Did I do it right? Is that,
that's correct.
That's how Mike would do it, right? He'd just come right in and did. It's time for trivia.
Trivia time.
Yep.
I'm trying to be like Mike tonight. Get it? Be like Mike.
You got to be louder then.
It's trivia time right here. 407-894-1680. Kelly, you got anything you want to say in particular? What do you want to know about the song?
Yeah, so who is singing this song?
All right, let's go. It's trivia time. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
In this life that we all travel, there are scars and there are battles where we roam. When we are lost, or wherever we may go, they will always lead you home. There are roads that have led me to another, to a friend or to a lover I have known. For every turn is a year that I have grown as I walk along these roads. Some are long, some are weathered, some will lead you through a storm.
407-894-1680. Call us now. Who's singing this song?
Chris. They're either going to know it or not know it, right, Kelly?
Yep.
So, Kelly, while we're waiting for some calls, let's continue the conversation, if you don't mind, about your journey to Nashville.
Sure. So, I think we left off at the planning.
That you were organized. You wouldn't go without a job, and that's so important. You're very smart.
Right, but also to visit the city before, find a group, for example, in the blindness community, whether it's the local ACB or NFB chapters, contact maybe some of their members, or if you were in a sorority or fraternity in college, chances are there could be a chapter.
Was there?
Oh, wow. And it might be harder to find those types of things in more rural areas, but you also want to, for blind people, and especially is to contact other blind people that live there to find out what is transportation really like, what is, you know, how is the city laid out, what are the good air, the walkable neighborhoods, things like that. Because any website can, you know, advertise whatever they want. And you just don't know until you have actually talked to somebody who has experienced it, or you yourself have visited and seen it. And so for me, I didn't change career paths. I stayed in the same career because I had already had 10 years experience in the career field, but there are definitely resources and people that a lot of what people are doing now is have paying people to write their resume, and you can write your resume, get your resume written for different jobs. So they would ask you questions a lot about your transferable skills. And so if you want to change a career, you could talk with those types of career advisors in terms of what jobs, what jobs would work for you.
Well,
I have two questions. Chris?
You know, it's great that you prepped, you planned before you made any move. Because not a lot of people do that. You know, some people like I did, I just picked up and say, hey, I'm going to Florida. Let's go. And I just ran mm-hmm. with it, and whatever happened. And I just ran with it. But you prepped and you planned and you seeked out a different different areas to know where you want it to go. So that's great.
Right.
Great move.
Yeah, it is very costly to move. It's not cheap. And the other thing is to do research in terms of moving companies as well. Or if you have friends or relatives that you can pay, you know, maybe you could pay them the same amount as a moving company because of their time. And if they're packing up for you, there are services that will pack for you and move. But that's just one thing to consider. I was lucky. I did have a friend that, you know, he and his brother, they gave me a quote and, you know, I was able to get reimbursed for my expenses through my previous employer because I, you know, part of the services is relocation for if you get a job, if you're a client of a blindness agency and you get a job and that requires relocation, you do have to, you know, put work into it and get three quotes usually for that type of thing. But if you, you know, I've known a lot of people that have just up and moved and they don't have a plan and then they're ending up, they're spending a lot of money in an extended stay hotel or they end up homeless because they've spent all of their money and putting their stuff in storage because they didn't have a plan and didn't have a place to live and didn't know where to live and couldn't find an affordable place to live. And also checking into services. Some states have, every state has different services that they offer for blind people. So you might come from, let's say, New York, and you're not going to get the same services in Florida. Certain agencies, you know, every agency is different in terms of what they provide. Some pay for college, some might not. Some might pay for other expenses that other agencies might not. So that's something to do your research before you move. Because if you move there and you find out that it's not what you wanted, then you end up spending money to have to do it all over again.
Wow. You really thought of everything. Do you find that Nashville is very accessible for blind to VI?
So,
what do you think? Orlando was better?
Well, Orlando was better in some instances. Mm-hmm. For example, our paratransit here, they have different options, but they only run... They don't run 24/7. They only run from like 5 or 6 in the morning until maybe about 10 at night, 10 or 11 at night. I think 11 maybe.
That's good. That's a good spread, though. I mean, yeah, but you don't really want to be out later than that.
Well, but if some people,
well, if they
like
work,
Rory would
yeah,
sometimes have
that's
gigs,
true.
You
yeah,
know,
that's true.
Or people that work at a bar or whatnot.
Right.
You know, we had... And it's only in one county. So in Orlando, we had three counties, 24/7. You could make reservations 5 days a week, 8 to 5. Whereas here, you have to, for certain services, you have to do it, make reservations. I want to say it's different hours on the weekends than it is during the week. So it is limited in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little antiquated in that.
You
have to pay cash.
Kelly, excuse us. Chris, did you say something?
Yes, before we go any further, listen, I got a caller calling on in from right next door to Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, calling all the way from South Dakota, right next door to Mount Rushmore,
Echo is
the one and only Connie. Connie, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey, Connie.
I'm Rory Hoffman's sister.
Wow, and nice to meet you. I think we spoke to you many years ago, according to Kelly, on our other radio show.
Many years ago.
Blind Matters,
yeah. Yeah, way back
That's
when.
That's right. Isn't that something? But, we'll have to have you back again.
Yeah, that
segment.
Would be awesome.
Yeah. Nice of you to call in from South Dakota. Wow. You're the first person from South Dakota. What do you think, Chris?
awesome.
Yeah, I think this is the first. I told her I'm gonna have to come out and visit and hang out. Matter of fact, I might have to put my face just small enough right on the side of everybody else on Mount Rushmore.
We have a lot of cool stuff here.
What do you have to say to Connie and Kelly?
Oh, I've talked to Connie plenty, but thanks for calling in. You know, do you know the trivia question?
No, but it was bugging me. I was tempted to Google it, but I decided not to cheat. So
everybody else does.
Good for you. Good for you.
So honorable.
Right. See, that's what happened when you stayed right next door to Mount Rushmore. You're honest.
Yeah.
You're honorable. You respect
that's
the rules
right.
and regulations, Connie.
You have to be from South Dakota to have that kind of character, I guess.
There you go.
Connie, I hope you continue to listen to the show every week. We're here on any given Sunday.
Awesome. Yeah. It had kind of fallen off my radar, but I'm glad Kelly reminded me about it.
Yeah. The show is always fun, informative, educational. And what else, Chris? Little of this and a little of that. That's
little this, little that.
And beyond.
Listen, Connie, what's the weather like over there on your end now?
Oh, well, this year has been like crazy everywhere. You just never know if it's going to be 60 degrees and you can go out or in the outside on your porch swing, or if it's going to be blizzarding like it was yesterday. So.
Oh, wow. So are we allowed to ask what town you're from in South Dakota without your street
Rapid
address?
Rapid City.
Rapid City.
Yep, like Mount Rushmore is a half hour away.
So y'all rapidly changing weather over there then, right?
Pardon?
You're rapidly changing weather over there.
Oh, yeah, that's why. That explains it, yep.
Yeah, I remember, was it back in, like, August or September? It was, like, 100 degrees one day over there and it snowed the next.
What?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Yep. Stop. You said it was, like, almost 100 degrees one day, then the next day it snowed?
That was really weird. Even for us, but I mean, like, the weather's been weird. In Nashville, they had snow this year. In Texas, they had snow. It was just so weird everywhere.
But Connie, she said in August, you had, like, hot weather one day.
Or maybe it was September. I don't know.
Yeah, it was September, like late September, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, okay, I can almost understand that. But in August? Oh, Lord.
I know.
Climate control. We got to do something. Climate control quick.
But that's crazy. I do remember in New York, I grew up in kind of the middle of the state of New York, and we got, it was like end of March, and we got, it was like 75 degrees and sunny one day. I was sitting outside tanning, and then the next day it was like snowing.
Yeah.
It happened. Yes. Connie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
We're going to go to the top of the hour in a few seconds, and we'll have you call in again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Connie. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Connie.
Listen, alrighty. Kelly, we call that pneumonia weather. That's what we call that. And in some
some
parts of the country, we call that bipolar weather.
Yeah. I mean, Florida's got some of the bipolar weather, but not as extreme.
Right. I think we got more. We get a hotter hurricane construction.
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere you go down, there's some form of construction work going on. So.
Yeah, that's the thing here in Nashville is that their downtown area is not under construction like Orlando is.
Orlando is never ending construction.
Yep, the I-4 ultimate. Yep.
All righty. Well, Chris is going to take us to the top of the hour, Kelly.
Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. This is the top of the hour. We'll be right back with more of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Sit down. I'm talking to you. Stay right there. Turn up the radio. We'll be right back. The Blind and Beyond radio show.